You'll recall that Jimmy and Speed, accompanied by Flash Lewis, the mechanic, were flying down to meet Mrs. Croft and her daughter Barbara at the Diamond A Ranch. After leaving Higley, their first stop, they had a forced landing because bad spark plugs had been substituted for their own. After leaving Potter, their next stop, and while flying over the clouds, the oil pressure dropped to zero. And Speed advised Jimmy to glide down through the clouds before the engine is ruined. Jimmy did so, and as the ship comes out of the cloud bottom, a rocky mountainside looms ahead.
Now, quick, Jimmy. Turn to the left.
Right, Speed.
Jumping Jupiter. I can see the pearly gates opening ahead.
Look out, Jimmy. You pulled the nose up too high. We'll stall in a second.
Okay, Speed. It's all right now. I had to pull her up for a second. There was a big cliff up ahead.
Ah, we're up in the bottom of this cloud again. I wish we could see something.
I can see a little bit, Speed. Hey, we're slipping down the side of a hill.
I'll say we are. Did you feel that bump?
I did feel something or other. What was it?
One of our wheels bounced off a rock.
We're beginning to come out of this mist now.
Oh, did you ever see such a sight? Nothing but rocks and then more rocks.
I guess I'd better kick left rudder, Speed, and glide straight down the side of this hill.
Yeah, you better do that, Jimmy. This hillside isn't so terribly steep. You're liable to lose control if you're keeping this slip.
What are you going to do?
Well, what is there to do? We got a dead prop now. We've got to keep on gliding downhill, that's all.
Yeah, but we're going to run out of hillside pretty soon. What's going to happen then?
Use your imagination.
That's the trouble. I got too good an imagination. Oh, why didn't I find a nice safe war somewhere instead of coming along with you guys?
Look, Speed, we'll be at the bottom in a few seconds. If I keep going straight ahead, we'll smack right into another hillside.
I can just see myself jammed in between a couple of rocks and coyotes picking my bones.
Hey, this canyon down here, Jimmy, it must lead somewhere.
Yeah, well, it does, Speed. Look, it makes a sharp turn to the left and leads down into a small valley.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Now watch it, Jimmy. You got a bank sharply to the right and then to the left. There, that's the stuff, kid. You're handling this crate like an old-timer. Now, thank heavens this canyon goes down steeply enough. We can keep up enough speed to hold a ship in the air.
We'll be down in that valley pretty quick, Speed. And there may not be enough space to set a ship down in. Oh, golly, what'll I do?
Oh!
Now, sometime in every pilot's career, Jim, perhaps more than once, he has to face a situation where he knows he's going to crash. Now, this may be one of those times.
Oh, look, the valley's widening out a little bit, Speed. See down there? I believe there's a small open stretch.
Oh, let's hope so.
Looks like the bed of a dried-up stream, Jim. It's long and narrow, but wide enough for the ship to get in. Okay, do you think you can put her down there?
Yeah, I think I can get her down all right, Speed.
All right, Jim, hop to it.
Okay, here we are. You fellas better get set. You know, this sand may be soft.
Stall her off as much as possible, Jim, and get your tail down first.
Okay, watch it now.
Take it easy. Now, look out, Jimmy. You're going to hit a small boulder straight ahead. It's too late to turn now. Slap on your brakes.
Okay.
Now, watch it, boys.
Hold tight.
We're nosing over.
Hold tight, everybody. Here we go.
Hold it.
Oh, well, we didn't go clear over anyway, Speed. Oh, gee, I'm sorry I didn't see that rock.
Ah, listen, Jim, you did a swell job. No one could have done any better. We could be a lot worse off, I can tell you that.
Oh, I'll say we could. The only thing I'm worried about is that prop.
Yeah, I think we're in luck here, Flash. The prop happened to stop almost level, and the sand is pretty soft. Well, come on, boys. Let's jump out. Right there.
Hey, you're right, Speed. The prop's all right. Come on, Jim, and I'll lift this nose up while you catch a tail.
There. That's the stuff. I got the tail. Now, there she is. Hey, I think the plane and the engine are all right. The next thing is, where are we? How are we going to get out of this place?
Well, we must be in that bad country the airport manager at Potter told us about.
If there's any worse country than this to have a force landing in, I never saw it. But the first thing I'm going to do is to find out what happened to that engine.
Well, while you two are doing that, I'll climb up this hill a ways and look the place over.
Okay, Jim, that's a good idea.
Here, I'll draw out this steel collar and wire and we'll take a look inside.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Well, can you imagine that?
What?
The oil drain plug at the bottom of the pump has fallen out. See, here it is, down in this drip pan.
Why, here, let's look at that safety wire.
Well, knock me dead. It's been cut with a pair of wire cutters, Speed.
Oh, I begin to see something now. You remember that airport manager at Potter fixing that cowling just before we took off?
Yeah, he fixed things all right.
I'll bet I know what they did. Sometime last night, that oil plug was unscrewed part of the way and then re-safetied.
And just before we took off this morning, that airport manager snipped the wires and loosened the plugs some more. Then while we're flying, the motor vibration completes the job.
Why, the lousy bum.
We've got to get out of here some way and get on down to the Diamond A Ranch as quickly as possible. This is all Rip Bender's work. He's doing his darndest to prevent us from arriving there.
We're in a bad spot here, Speed. I don't think the ship can be flown out of this place. And heavens knows how far we are from any kind of help. It's a cinch no one lives around in this country except in coyotes and rattlesnakes.
Flash, I think I could get this ship off if it wasn't for that boulder in front there. But not with you and Jimmy. That'd be too much weight to sand soft.
Say, Speed, I climbed up along the side of this hill and I could look quite a way down the valley. You know, it widens out and there's a long, narrow meadow on the bank of the stream. We'd have been all right if I could have glided that far.
Are you sure it's big enough, Jim, to get this ship off with a full load?
Oh, sure. It's narrow, but plenty long, and there's no wind.
Well, come up here with me, Jimmy. I got an idea.
Okay.
You know, if we could move this boulder, I could take the ship out light and then pick up you and Flash in that field you saw. How far away do you think it is?
Oh, about 2 or 3 miles.
Ah, good. Now let's see if we can't move this boulder.
All right.
Here.
Let's see. It's moving, Speed. It's moving.
By George, it is. With Flash's help, I think we can roll it far enough out of the way so I can get off. Hey, Flash, come here.
Okay.
Here, get those mighty shoulders of yours against this boulder.
Well, I never move pianos for a living, but if moving her rock's going to let us get out of here, she's as good as move right now.
Okay, get with it.
Here we go.
There, keep her rolling.
Just a little further and it'll be out of the way.
Ah, fine, that's enough. Now, what about that ship, Flash? Didn't you say you had some spare oil along?
Yeah, enough to fly a few hundred miles on. I'll bet you're darn glad I carried that extra weight now.
I'll say we are.
Well, you can bet your neck on that, Flash.
Well, get it out and put it in, Flash.
Well, I'm way ahead of you. It's already in.
All right, I'll jump in the cockpit and start her up.
Okay, Speed, I'll be seeing you. That is, unless some rattlesnake sees me first.
Good luck, Speed.
Here I go.
Take a ship out of a tennis court with a wire fence around it.
Look, Flash, he's made it.
Sure, I knew he would. Well, come on, let's get going. These dogs of ours are going to be plenty tired by the time we get down a valley.
Okay, Flash.
You lead the way, Jimmy, and sing out if you hear anything that sounds like a rattle, will you?
Checked perfectly.
We'll probably be picking up something pretty soon. You can see for long distances in these higher elevations, but it's going to get dark pretty soon. Believe me, it comes mighty quick down in this country.
They sure couldn't figure out at San Angelo what we wanted to come down here for, could they?
Nah. They said hardly anybody ever landed at this Devil's Pass Airport.
Oh, by the way, Speed, are we going to push on to the Diamond A tonight? You know, we're 24 hours late as it is.
Well, we will if we don't hit Devil's Pass too late. The Diamond A must be about 35 miles further on. Now listen, there's one thing I want to warn you two about. We've seen enough of this Rip Bender's work by this time so that we've got to be on the watch continually. And that's another reason why I don't want to stay at Devil's Pass Airport tonight. We're going to push on if it's humanly possible.
Okay, Speed. Hey, look. I think I saw the flash of a beacon. Now, aren't those some lights over there to the left?
Where? Oh, sure they are. That must be San Rafael. Okay, head right for that beacon, Jimmy. They must start it early.
I can see the field now, and it has boundary lights, too. That seems strange for an out-of-the-way airport like this.
Yeah, it does. Well, you might as well start losing some altitude, Jimmy. We want to get on the ground as soon as possible, refuel, and then go on. Now, listen, while we're on the airport, Flash, you watch this ship like a hawk.
Don't worry about that.
Well, down we go.
Looks like a very good field, Jim.
Yes, it does. There isn't any wind, so I'll just take this runway ahead of me. Or do you think I ought to buzz the field once and look it over, Speed?
Ah, it looks all right. Go on in and sit down.
Okay. There we are.
Taxi up by that hangar, Jim. I think I see someone standing there.
Thanks, Speed.
This place gives me the shivers.
Well, here we are.
Hey, you. How about some gas?
You bet, right away. But what's the hurry? You fellas ain't shoving off with night coming on, are you?
Yeah, we are. We're not going very far. Just over the west a few miles to a ranch called the Diamond A.
The Diamond A? Say, you ain't the guy Benner was talking about, are you? Well, he told me you... Well, never mind. But why don't you fellas stay here tonight and go over there in the morning?
Nothing doing. We're shoving on tonight.
Okay, mister, you're the doctor. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you're set on flying tonight, head back the way you came. I'm telling you for your own good. It ain't healthy where you're going.
What does this warning, which sounds like a half-veiled threat, mean? And in the meantime, what has happened to Mrs. Croft and Barbara? Don't miss the next thrilling episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.